Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 6th of June and, well, slightly different today. A bit more than three ideas. This weekend we lost a hero. Muhammad Ali was and still is the greatest boxer ever. In fact, it goes as far as to say he's one of the most remarkable men ever. He broke down racial barriers, was an inspiration to millions of people worldwide for his athleticism, spirituality and his passion, and he changed the world. I remember staying up late into the night as a young lad to watch his fights, I remember seeing on Sports Personality of the Year and on Parkinson, anything else I've had to stay up. He was actually dramatically and demonstrably different, and he did that in everything that he did. In fact, he was probably the first example of 3D thinking I ever came across, and I never even knew it. And I think he demonstrates all seven characteristics of dramatically and demonstrably different businesses. So in this 3D Thoughts, we thought we'd just share what those are. One, get that vision thing. He set out to be the world champion, the greatest, and he achieved it. A quote from him, champions aren't made in the gyms, champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have last minute stamina, they have to be a little faster, they have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be the stronger than the skill. Have you got that vision thing? Two, they established a dramatic difference. The Louisville lip completely broke the pattern and talked as well as boxed. I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was. Three, he created delight and devoted customers all around the world. And he was a showman and he actually made sure that everybody was delighted by exceeding their expectations and everything that he did. Four, forget CRM, think MCR. Maximise customer relationship. He recognised it was all about proactively developing relationships. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Creating an Uber culture. He stuck to his core values, was nearly imprisoned for them, helped shape and transform the way America did things, and his commitment to civil rights by acting as a role model consistently in the face of adversity. Another quote from him, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief, and once that belief becomes deep conviction, things begin to happen. And again, I'd argue that what leaders do is they demonstrate their values and behaviours and get others to do the same. Six, keeping control. He set targets and they drove him. Heavyweight champion of the world three times, and even picked the round which he was going to win. I'm not the greatest, I'm a double greatest. Not only do I knock him out, but I pick the round. And seven, innovation. His innovative approach transformed boxing, entertainment and the world. Even though he was the best, he never stopped working on it. The fight is won or lost far away from witnesses, behind the lines, in the gym, and out there on the road, long before I danced under those lights. So, goodbye to a truly remarkable man. You certainly made a dramatic and demonstrable difference to my world, and I think the world as a whole. Cheers.